Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omotu, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. As you can hear, I sound a whole lot better. Not great, but better than the last time. And yeah, I'm on the mend. And yeah, I'm excited for what's to come. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. You've got another 177 episodes to catch up on. So you've got your work cut out for you. And if it's your, I don't know how many at the time joining us, and you're part of the Motor Kingdom, welcome back. Glad to have you listening to the show as usual. Today we're going to take it to DR Congo, so you know it's going to be quite something. Before we get started with the proceedings, if you do like what you hear on this podcast, then do head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWEMOTO, which is MJWEMOTO, and buy me a coffee or two or three. It totally goes a long way to keep the lights on. And yeah, like I mentioned in the last episode, my dad is still not feeling too great, and your help will go a long way with those medical costs. So nothing is too small, just do what you gotta do. Otherwise, let's get into it. DR Congo, Keisha, Bantu Royalty Album.
The latest African album review is
Keisha is a respected and celebrated singer, songwriter, and producer who's been doing his thing for more than a quarter century, and that is crazy. Now, he's been working on this album for a while, and I think I've been waiting for it for about 2 to 3 years, but he finally dropped his 10th solo album, which is titled Bantu Royalty, and you know I was gonna be there for it no matter what. He's been one of my favorite artists, I think, since about 2003-2004 thereabouts, when I discovered his music, and I haven't looked back since, and he definitely hasn't looked back since. 10 albums is not a joke, and this one, man, let's get into it. Bantu Royalty was released February 18th under Sushi Roll, which is Keisha's own label. It has 50 tracks, representing 3 hours and 17 minutes of runtime. Yes, you heard it right. 50 tracks, 3 hours and 17 minutes of runtime. It has multiple collabos and producer placements as well. Too many to count, to be honest. The Asha Katerina intro takes us on the journey into Keisha's 10th studio album. It's that kind of intro which is like, all aboard, it's time to get serious with this music thing because you gotta be in the zone. The Bantu Royalty album is 50 songs and they divide it into 3 discs. So I'm looking at disc number 1, which has 19 brand spanking new tracks, including the Asha Katerina intro, and that's the one. As soon as I heard the start to track 2, which is My Wife, I instantly went to one of Keisha's biggest hits ever, One Love. And I know you know that tune. That's where I went instantly. And for a song to do that within the first few seconds is one thing, yet it is in its own lane entirely. It doesn't sound anything like One Love, but for some reason it reminded me of it. One of the first things he says on the song is, I only ever wanted one thing out of life. I only want to go where my mama is a part of me. And those lyrics, they stick with you because it shows how much of an impact his mom has had in his life, as his mom, of course. But, you know, for him to be able to verbalize it in such a way. And then when you analyze the lyrics, My Wife is a beautiful dedication to Keisha's wife and narrates a story of their love. I think it's the chorus where he mentions that, you know, they met on a Thursday. I don't know who remembers such detail. I don't remember that detail. I do not remember what day I met my wife, and I'm sorry. But anyway, this song, you know, details their journey and even goes through some of the details of their wedding day too, and the place she occupies in his heart as well. I can see how the ladies would gravitate towards this song, and it's that kind of song they would say, I want my man to love me like that. That's the kind of song, and that's why you should listen to it. Just listen to it. It's beautiful. I really loved the guitar work on Runaway with Josie Santos. I really liked the guitar work. It did stand out as a song that could fit on so many upper echelon albums by, you know, other artists, especially in that Portuguese market where Keisha is located. The song is so... it's that kind of song you'd expect, like, you know, coming from any big label artist, to be honest. It's such a high quality all-rounder for me and is easy on the ears, besides the fact that, you know, the performances were absolutely wonderful. I also loved the smooth approach to the extended version of Petite Rain with Lumaro. Yeah, excellent putting together of the two worlds between Lumaro and Keisha. These guys work together a lot. Like a lot. They've got so many songs together, I don't even know how many, but they've also worked together in the past, and I'm talking like 20 odd years ago. So it's just great to see these two brothers doing their thing. But this song is a favorite of many. It is smooth though, I'm not gonna lie. Song is hella smooth. You listen to it, like, just the ambiance. Sorry, I dropped something. Just the ambiance and the beat and the way everything just comes together. Love it. I see the song My First Love being the type of tune every father with a daughter would play for her every single day if possible, but also on those milestone days, like, you know, her first day of school, her birthday, when she gets married, you know, stuff like that. It's a love so deep and a life-changing responsibility being a father, and also just, you know, the father-daughter relationships. That's a special one. This is a song for the ages and would make a gem for that first dance when your baby girl gets married and you're like, you know what, you are now the responsibility of somebody else. This is the song. The tempo is perfect, but the lyrics, you, Keisha was in his bag when he wrote those. The first single to drop from this release, the Bantu Royalty release, is Semeki with Hero. And boy, did that song do even more than I expected. First of all, I didn't even expect that there was a collaboration between Keisha and Hero, which was, you know, fantastic artist. A true mix of that experience that Keisha has, you know, he's been in the game for a long time, with that new school vibe to create a sweet, sweet concoction. I mean, Hero style has always been something that I've liked since I heard him. The bass line was gorgeous, man. Absolutely gorgeous. And I remember telling this to Keisha himself and saying, yo, I really liked the bass line on this tune. And he was telling me he did that. And I was like, yeah, you got that vibe. yeah, you got that vibe. I hope they do make a video for this song because, you know, just for how many people have already streamed it and just the response to this one, I really think it's worth doing a video for. You do get a variety of tunes on Bantu Royalty, Disc 1 particularly, which we're talking about today. And I mean, it's tunes and it's vibes. So don't even sweat it. Like, I know when you think of Keisha, the first thing that comes to mind is always, like, you know, the zouk, the kizomba type of sound. Songs such as Like an Animal are your club bangers, with those 808s just making the whole zouk kizomba sound feel like it's on steroids, honestly. Sammy Sam Beats did a thing on production, while Keisha himself is so in tune with that thing that gives his vocals something extra on a beat. He just knows, you know, how to sound good on any beat you give to him. That combination is lethal. I really want to hear more from Semi Sam Beats and Keisha. The tempo also sort of picks up on numbers such as Twerk with Alesh, also from DR Congo, nice touch, and Bodhisattva, you know. Touch the Moon, I think that's the other one, which also had a bit of a tempo pickup, and those songs really make more of your dance numbers on Bantu Royalty. Maybe a bit on Time to Say Goodbye as well, but it's not really, yeah, it's still a good tune though. If you're looking for that vintage Keisha, Zouk, Kizomba type of sound, you know, then songs such as Tupel Compte Sur Moi, I butchered that, right? Tupel Compte Sur Moi. God, horrible at French. Don't know nothing, but whatever. That song, good one. Check it out. Vintage Keisha for sure. Let's Try Again is another one. Oh, this is a vintage sound. Vintage. Definitely. Like, if you're looking for that, you know, the big hits, something going on, you know, your One Loves and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Those are the songs that I recommend you listen to from Bantu Royalty, the disc one. From a technical standpoint, check this out. The first thing that greets you when you listen to Bantu Royalty is the sound of the ocean, the sea. How it took me 10 Keisha albums to realize this is beyond me, but go back to every single Keisha album and you'll get the intro starting with sounds of the sea or the ocean. Yeah. All different, yet significant. It makes it seem like all 10 albums were conceptualized at one point in time and just sequenced into the future. Like, that is crazy, considering that you'd have to go back to 1998 for the first album to listen to the back catalog and actually listen to each intro. In my opinion, each of those seaside sounds represented time and a place in Keisha's life and have become markers on his albums, but more so for his vision, the longevity and strategic nous within the industry, but also personally where he was physically at the time. Genius, ridiculous, bananas. The quality of music on Bantu Royalty shines in every aspect of it. I would recommend listening to All Them Girls with Gino. Oh, Gino. Legend, man. Love that guy. And his work ethic. It's crazy. But listen to All Them Girls with Gino for an example of the level of quality I'm talking about when it comes to the music on this album. I didn't expect any less, to be honest. It's Keisha. Like, dude's done everything in the music industry, not only for himself, but for other people. The last thing I would expect is to be critiquing, you know, the quality, because he's been knocking it out of the park for decades, man. Yeah, this album is no less. It's also easy to notice that this man has collaborated with so many people on this album, from, you know, producers to singers, guitarists, saxophonists, and more, plenty. At this stage of his career, these albums do, and these songs in general, do a lot more for others, more so than they do for him. And I don't say that lightly. I've had the honor of being blessed to know how that feels myself. But I mean, you would really, really think that a guy like him and everything that he's achieved, he ain't seen nobody else. He's just like, nah, I'm at the top, man. Don't even bother. But he's not even like that. He works with people like that are talented but might not necessarily have big names in the industry. And I respect that, because what he does for other people, it's immense. It's absolutely immense. And imagine the number of people on a 50 track album, for example, that say, hey, I got a Keisha placement, bro. That's crazy. On the flip side, Keisha's music still goes far and wide, and that's part of the strategy. Nowadays, with the likes of streaming, people are able to see who you collaborate with. And if Keisha collaborates with a South African producer on an Amapiano number, what then happens is Keisha is now introduced to that producer's people or crowd or fans. And that kind of has a domino effect on Keisha's own music. And this is exactly what happens with the way he's putting out music. There's undeniable maturity on Bantu Royalty overall, almost effortless, in fact. And especially from a songwriting perspective, I think there's a whole lot more to it than meets the eye, because the songwriting is impeccable, but quite simple. The approach is really, really like, hey, this works, and we're going to talk about real things. This is the type of album you get from somebody that is still enjoying the music industry and its evolution to its full, because somewhere down the track, they bought their freedom and are not a slave to the labels or anything else at this point in time. And this is where you get this type of music, and I love it. Overall, Bantu Royalty is a masterclass in knowing your audience and catering to them while placing yourself in the right pockets to get, you know, the most out of the traction from a 50-track album. Generally, and I've said this before, I would never recommend anybody do a 50-track album just because of the way people listen. But the rollout for this album was actually quite genius, because disc 2 and 3 of Bantu Royalty are a lot of the songs that were released over the last 2 to 3 years, maybe even up to 4 years, where Keisha has been putting out songs like one song a week for the last I don't know how many years. Which is crazy. Nobody does that. Absolutely nobody does that like Keisha does. And for anybody else, like, you know what, it's entirely up to you, but when it comes to this, there's only very few artists that have enough name, enough recognition, and enough experience in the industry to be able to handle a 50-track album and make it work. And this is where Keisha really, really shines. He made it work. While making excellent music seems easy for someone like Keisha, it's the ability to continue doing so at a high level that's even more impressive, because the conversation is always like, this guy is no longer in the limelight, blah, 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 blah. But he's making his money. He's still making good music. He is very well respected and still working with some of the best artists on the planet. And you probably don't even know about it just because you don't know about it. I think the dark horse of Bantu Royalty is the song Happy Birthday, where he collaborated with Lil Mago, my friend there. That song has the potential to do many, 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 many great things. It sounds different to a lot of the sounds in general, but it's so, so good. There's some African allure in there, some sauce nyana. It has many things going for it, standout aspects being Keisha's delivery, which I actually didn't expect him to sing it the way he sang it, but it came out fantastic. And then the production as well, it was, yeah, there was something really catchy there, you know? And really, you know what, when we look at the whole album, I really think Bantu Royalty achieves things only a few artists could only dream of. And to be able to get some phenomenal collaborations on there as well, and make the music as good as it is, and also experimental, considering that, you know, the sounds on disc 2 and disc 3 are more of your stuff like your Amapianos and everything else, you know, which you wouldn't say is Keisha's sound if you don't really listen to everything he puts out every week, but it actually is. So he is introducing so many other sides to himself through this 50-track album. And yeah, I highly recommend it. And if you've listened to the other tracks already, then do listen to the disc 1 for the songs that were not released, because it's a masterclass. That's all I can say. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MG Omotosan of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace, Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.